The Senate will be in order. Will everyone in the Senate and in the galleries please rise for the prayer by our chaplain, Reverend Gawk, and remain standing for the Pledge of Allegiance to the flag.
From the fourth chapter of Job we hear, "Behold, you have instructed many, and you have strengthened the weak hands. You have given us work to do, O Lord, at home and here, for which we are most grateful, and we are thankful to begin this day together in prayer. We celebrate a day filled with joy, honor, responsibilities, and strengthening relationships. Let us embrace this time, asking that you will sustain our efforts to do what is right and needful. And we ask that you continue to accomplish the masterwork you have begun in our souls. In your holy name we pray. Amen."
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Secretary, call the roll.
Senators Brown, Chappelle-Nadal, Cunningham, Curls, Dixon, Igel, Emery, Hageman, Holzman, Hoskins, Hummel, Kehoe, Koenig, Kraus, Leibler, Munslinger, Nasheed, Onder, Richard, Riddle, Rizzo, Romine, Rowden, Sater, Schoff, Schatz, Shoup, Sifton, Sylvie, Wallingford, Walsh, Wasson, Whelan.
A quorum being present, the Senate is in session. Madam Secretary, please read the journal.
Journal of the Senate, third day, Monday, January 9, 2017. The Senate met pursuant to adjournment.
Senator from Cole, for what reason do you rise?
Thank you, Mr. President. I move that further reading of the journal be dispensed with and the same be approved as though having fully read.
The Senator from Cole has moved that the journal reading, further reading of the journal be dispensed with and that the same be approved as having been fully read. Does any senator desire to be heard? Hearing none, senators recognized to close. Senator from Cole. Those in favor say aye. Those opposed say no. The journal is approved. Senator from Cole.
Thank you, Mr. President. For the benefit of the body, Amber Smith from KQTV has been granted permission to take photos and video in the Senate chamber today.
Thank you, Senator from Cole. Senate will now be on the order of business of introduction of guests. Senator from Buchanan, purpose to rise.
To inquire of the Senator from the 23rd.
Senator from the 23rd. Do you yield to an inquiry?
I do, Mr. President.
Proceed, Senator.
Senator, it's nice to make your first inquiry as a senator. And it's my pleasure, and I just thought that you said something to me earlier that I think the body would really appreciate hearing. And what it was we were talking about the situation that the state faces with our budget. And we've heard reports that we're hundreds of millions of dollars that we are kind of short this year. And you said something to me that moved me. And I would like you to repeat that because it was so wonderful.
Well, I think that we're all interested in making sure we properly prioritize the people's money and the taxpayers' money, and I'm looking forward to being a part of that discussion.
Yeah, but that's not what you said. That is not what you said.
Well, I think that we'll keep consultation from this point forward.
Okay. Well, now, you know, you have to learn to take an inquiry and relax. And you can, it's not like when you're in the house, of course you never were, but I mean, when you're in the house, they'll come up to you and they'll say, sit down, or we won't go to your bill. You never have to worry about that in the Senate. And you can turn as long as you don't break the plane with your shoulders of the dais. You can say anything you want. You can talk about anything. And there's a thing up here that says, free and fair discussion will ever be found the firmest friend of truth. We can have free and fair discussion here all day long. And
thank
nobody
you,
will care. They won't be upset with you. But the thing that you said to me, Senator, was you said that you aren't worried about this budget. You said that you saw it as an opportunity.
That is correct. I think that every new year provides a new opportunity. And as we saw back in November, the people, as the governor said yesterday at his inaugural speech, have chosen a new direction. So whenever we're provided an opportunity by the people of Missouri to represent them, I think that, although I certainly would not speak for the body, I suspect that everyone in here wants to make as efficient use of our taxpayer dollars as possible. And I'm, as I said, I'm looking forward to that discussion.
Yeah. And so it isn't a bad thing that we are having this budget shortfall necessarily if we look upon it as an opportunity to make our government more efficient, correct?
Absolutely, of course.
And I hadn't thought of that, and I thank you for pointing that out to me, because it gives me a new perspective that allows me to approach this budget year with some hopefulness that, you know, we can turn our lemons into lemonade and actually make government better because of this problem that we have. And so thank you, and that's why I wanted to inquire of you, was to share that with our colleagues.
This has been a wonderful discussion.
Thank you. Thank you for the inquiry, Senator.
Senator from Cole, what reason
thank
you, do you
President.
Rise?
May I inquire of the Senator from the 23rd?
Does the Senator yield again?
I do.
He does. Proceed.
This is the time, see, Harrison's taking your picture, so it's going to look good on your bio page.
When I'm sweating.
I just wanted to make one quick correction to the Senator from Buchanan, and my colleagues behind me pointed this out, so I thought it'd be appropriate to bring it forward, that when the Senator from Buchanan said, this isn't the Senate, you can't be told to sit down and we're not going to hear your bill, that wasn't exactly accurate. Thank you, Mr. President.
Further introduction of guests. Senator from the 13th.
May I inquire of the Senator from the 4th?
Senator from the 4th, you yield.
I do.
Senator, I just wanted to let you know that while we're on the order of business of inquisition of new senators, that I will not embarrass you with such. Thank you and welcome to the chamber.
Senator from the 18th.
18th, yes. Thank you, Mr. President. I'd like to introduce some very special guests that I have with me here today in the Senate chamber. John Houghton and Lynn, his wife, and their granddaughter, Madison Clyatt. John is actually the brother of Representative Jay Houghton, and John is my nephew also, of course, as Senator Jay, or Representative Jay Houghton is. I would also like to ask that Maddie be made a page of the day. I'd like the Senate to make them feel very welcome here today.
Would all the guests of the Senator from the 18th please rise, be welcomed by the Senate. And Maddie will be made page to serve without compensation, other than that being provided by the Senator from the 18th today. Thank you, and we're glad to have you with us. Further introduction of guests. Further introduction of guests. Petitions, memorials, remonstrances. Resolutions. Senator from the 3rd District.
I have a resolution.
Please send it forward. I apologize for the pause there. I'm testing out the bifocals with the number on the front of your
desk. I understand. I can relate. Yes, yes.
Secretary will read the resolution. Senator, would you like to explain it? We will have that printed in the journal. Would you like to explain your resolution?
Thank you, Mr. President. I would. This resolution urges the U.S. Senate to confirm Scott Pruitt as the administrator of the EPA, Missouri being rich in commodities and dealing with coal production of utilities. I think it's very important that we have a very pragmatic and practical approach to how EPA treats Missouri, and I think this confirmation will go a long way to do that. So I ask the body to support.
Thank you, Senator. Further resolutions. Resolutions. Senator from the 10th.
President, may I inquire of you?
You may. State your inquiry.
I just wanted to actually acknowledge rather than inquire our Senate staff in front of us here and the many, many, many hours of work that they did in getting us through all of the festivities last night. Probably is a very thankless job, but we notice how hard you worked in a very difficult situation, and I would love for the body to join me in thanking them for everything they did for us.
Well stated, Senator. We appreciate all of our staff and the role that they played, not only last night, but every day here in the Missouri Senate. Thank you, Senator. Very appropriate. Further resolutions. Further resolutions. Concurrent resolutions. Oh, excuse me, Senator from the 14th. I'm sorry, I did not look back there. You have a resolution.
No, Mr. President, I would actually like to inquire of the Senator from the 3rd.
Senator from the 3rd District, you yield. Proceed.
Thank you, Senator. Earlier, you had a resolution to support a candidate for the EPA. And one of the statements that you talked about was treating Missouri residents well in different things. So I've talked about an issue to exhaust in this chamber, and we'll likely be talking about it further this year. But we have an issue. We have radioactive waste from the Manhattan Project that has been underneath people's homes and creeks, groundwater, soil, the air. I don't know if you know anything about ionizing radiation, but it causes at least 27 different illnesses, including cancer, multiple cancers, rare cancers, and autoimmune diseases. In fact, one of the rare cancers that comes from the radioactive waste that is in my district is appendix cancer. Did you know, Senator, that appendix cancer only occurs one person out of a million people?
I didn't know that.
Yes, and in a population of 120,000 people in North County, there are over 85 cases of appendix cancer. Did you know that, Senator?
No, I did not.
Yes. So what happened years and years ago, which I'll be talking about in the next 24 hours, is the fact that we had tons and tons and tons of uranium that came not only from the Belgian Congo, a place called Chinkalabwe, but also from Canada, Utah, and Colorado. All of it, before it went to Hanford, before it went to Los Alamos, before it went to Oak Ridge, Tennessee, it all came to St. Louis, all of it. That was by design. And I was speaking with a senator just briefly earlier. The amount of ore that was processed versus what was extracted for the Hiroshima bomb as well as the Nagasaki bomb was very small. Many of the workers who were at the Mallinckrodt facility in downtown St. Louis ended up getting cancer. They were working on behalf of our country to save our country, which is a very noble thing to do. What they did not know is that what they were inhaling, what they were working with, was radioactive. Many of those employees, many of their families, ended up getting sick, getting cancer, and dying prematurely. What's also unfortunate is because we had so much of this waste, so much of it. It had to be stored in different places. So I was talking with the senator from Phelps earlier, and I was telling him about the fact that we had so much of this waste you could fill a baseball stadium. And in 1950, 1947, there wasn't much that was in St. Louis County whatsoever. So the likely place to store that was St. Louis County. And it sat there not for 10 years, not for 20 years, not for 30 years, not for 40 years, but for 50 years. In fact, some of this radiation is so far deep in the ground, it's at 18, this is numbers from 1996 and 97, 18 feet in the ground, 24 feet in the ground. And you know that we've had multiple torrential rains, we've had multiple tornadoes. Can you imagine, Senator, all of that waste mounted up to be almost four stories tall, where kids used to run up right next to it and think, it's just rock, it's not going to hurt me. Well, the EPA, I'm interested in the EPA, because for so many years, they were actually kind of being open with us. They inherited this legacy that we have of radioactive waste. I was sharing with the senator just last week, one of my residents who lives along Coldwater Creek. I usually just go down people's Facebook pages and I look at what's going on in people's lives, because we had a significant number of issues that have come up, as you know, on unaccredited school districts in Ferguson, but this is a bigger issue. This young lady who lives in Ferguson had a miscarriage, and she had a picture of her four-month fetus on Facebook. I mention that because this is one of those issues that is a pro-life issue. It's a pro-life issue. The number of people who even worked for Mallinckrodt, in some cases, some people had as many as 8 miscarriages. And the reason why I'm standing up and talking to this, because you have an interest for your district and what's important to your district. But I also have a huge concern about who is going to be in leadership. And frankly, I'm going to tell you, I don't care if it's a Democrat or a Republican who is in that position. I want to make sure whoever is in that position understands that I'm losing residents, not by the hundreds, but by the thousands.
Can I interject here? My biggest concern is that we have a functional of the EPA that really deals with the issues and gets their hands on and tries to fix the problem. Right now, we're spending hundreds of millions of dollars to remediate Mother Nature. St. Francis County was founded primarily on the lead that they were tripping over. It was there from the beginning of time, and we're spending hundreds of millions of dollars to remediate and clean it up when we have issues like you're talking about in St. Louis that could be more effective and save more lives in that regard. We have lead-based paint in St. Louis all over the place. Their excuse is, that falls under HUD. That doesn't fall under EPA. Well, I'm tired of it being the buck being passed. We've got to deal with issues, health issues, that really affect our constituency, our families, and spend the money where it needs to be spent to take care of our folks.
Absolutely. And let me just, your district runs alongside of the Mississippi. Is that correct?
Correct.
So let me tell you what we have in common. The Missouri River edges my district. We have a water intake center that is 7 water miles away from this landfill. That's just one of the places. That's the end of the story. So a lot of people talk about the landfill like that's the story. That's the end of the story. That's the very tip of it. That's the end. It's not the beginning of the story. But every single time there's a torrential rain, such as December in 2015, you have a lot of that waste that comes off of the landfill, or you have flooding in either the Maline Creek or Coldwater Creek, which also goes into the Missouri River. And you know, at the confluence of the Missouri River and the Mississippi River, that water flows south, right?
Correct.
And you remember when y'all had those torrential rains in December of 2015, and you guys were sandbagging? The likelihood of you having radioactive waste in that water is very, very high.
And it's a serious issue. It's something that I would look forward to working with you on, that with the new EPA administration coming in, that we make the issue known so that something actually gets done.
Well, I want to tell you, as I have been doing my research, a lot of it, I have noticed that in the past, Democrats and Republicans actually work together on this issue. And unfortunately, we have a congressional delegation that has not worked as hard as previous delegations. In fact, if you look historically, Kit Bond was one of the lead champions on this issue and actually believed in bringing home the pork to clean up this mess. But we don't have that leadership any longer. And again, when it comes to people's health, the number of people who are losing their children, the number of mothers. There's a mother, in fact, not in my district, I think in the 23rd, the senator from the 23rd. He has a resident who is a mother of five children at 37 years old, and the next time she gets her breast cancer caused by radioactive waste, she's dead, her doctor said.
We've got to focus on the health of our folks. And if we know the source, then we need to fix the source. We cannot stand by and let it continue to be there.
Well, I just wanted to have that conversation with you, because whoever is the head of the EPA, as well as whoever is the head of the Department of Energy, this is what they are inheriting. And we, you know, at the end of the day, we're Missourians, just like at the end of the day, we're Americans. And if we lose sight of the number of people who are getting sick because of the groundwater, because of the soil, because of the alpha and beta particulates or gamma rays in the air, and we do nothing, then we are not living up to the oath that we've taken.
You know, we have a Sarcle settlement funds that's been used to buy lands that we did not approve or agree to, that's outside of the affected area, which... while we're on this subject, you just might as well throw it out. If we had the choice of buying those park lands without a Sarcle settlement or applying some of those funds to the radioactive sites that you're talking about, I would a lot rather that money be spent up there to take care of the health of those folks. Those are the things that we've got to use common sense on about how the money is going to get spent. There's still money in that fund. We got to make sure it's spent to take care of the health of our citizens.
Thank you so much, Senator. Thank you, Mr. President.
Further introduction of concurrent resolutions. Senator from Cole.
Thank you, Mr. President. I have a concurrent resolution.
Send it forward.
I'm sending it forward. I'd ask the reading be waived and that it be taken up for adoption for the benefit of the body. This is the concurrent resolution that will put us in a joint session for the State of the State speech on Tuesday, January 17th.
Senator from Cole has requested that the reading of the concurrent resolution be waived. Seeing no objection, that will be printed in the journal.
I'd move for the concurrent resolution's adoption, and I would be happy to answer any questions.
The Senator from Cole has moved for the adoption of the concurrent resolution. Is there any senator who desires to be heard on that motion? Seeing none, Senator from Cole, you're recognized to close on your motion.
Thank you, Mr. President. I close.
Senator from Cole has moved for the adoption of the concurrent resolution. Secretary will call the roll.
Senators Brown, Chappelle Nadal, Cunningham, Curls, Dixon, Igel, Emery, Hageman, Holzman, yes. Hoskins, aye. Hummel, aye. Kehoe, aye. Koenig, aye. Kraus, Leibola, Munslinger, aye. Nasheed, aye. Onder, aye. Richard, aye. Riddle, aye. Rizzo, aye. Romine, aye. Rowden, Sater, aye. Schoff, aye. Schatz, aye. Shoup, aye. Sifton, aye. Sylvie, aye. Wallingford, aye. Walsh, aye. Wasson, aye. Whelan, aye.
By your vote of 33 ayes, 0 noes, you have adopted House Concurrent Resolution number 1 offered by the Senator from Cole. Senator from Cole.
Thank you, Mr. President. I would like to take up House Concurrent Resolution number 2 for adoption. I understand this is already on the calendar, so I don't have to send it forward. For the benefit of the body, this would set the Joint Assembly of the House and Senate to hear the State of the Judiciary 10:30 a.m. on Tuesday, January 24th.
Okay, you are recognized for that motion, Senator, for House Concurrent Resolution number 2. You're making that motion for adoption. Senator from Cole has moved for the adoption of House Concurrent Resolution number 2. Does any senator desire to be heard on that motion? Seeing none, Senator, you're recognized to close.
Thank you, Mr. President. I close.
Senator from Cole has moved for the adoption of House Concurrent Resolution number 2. The Secretary will now call the roll on that.
Senators Brown, Chappelle-Nadal, Cunningham, Curls, Dixon, Igel, Emery, Hageman, Holzman, Hoskins, Hummel, Kehoe, Koenig, Kraus, Leibler, Munslinger, Nasheed, Onder, Richard, Riddle, Rizzo, Romine, Rowden, Sater, Schoff, Schatz, Shoup, Sifton, Sylvie, Wallingford, Walsh, Wasson, Whelan,
by your vote of 32 aye, 0 no, you have approved and adopted House Concurrent Resolution number 2. Further concurrent resolutions. Introduction of bills. Senator from Buchanan.
I have a bill that is extremely important for the people of Missouri.
Send that bill forward, Senator. Secretary will now read the bill.
Senate Bill number 270, introduced by Senator Schoff, an act relating to public utilities.
Further introduction of bills. Excuse me. Senator, my apologies. Would you care to explain your bill as we
Thank
customarily
you, Mr.
do
President.
Here in the Senate?
Yes, this bill would improve protections that consumers have with respect to dealings with utilities. Thank you, Mr. President.
Thank you. Now, further introduction of bills. Senator from Christian County.
I have 3 bills.
Send those forward. The Secretary will read the bills. Senator, would you like to explain those bills? The Secretary will read them. Okay, thank you.
Senate Bill number 271, introduced by Senator Wasson, an act relating to intoxicating liquor that is manufactured on the grounds of a recreational resort. Senate Bill number 272, introduced by Senator Wasson, an act relating to school districts' local effort.
We'll read the third bill.
Senate Bill number 273, introduced by Senator Wasson, an act relating to technology business facilities.
Further introduction of bills. Senator from the 22nd District.
I have four bills.
Send those forward.
No explanations needed at this time.
Thank you, Senator. We will read all four bills, being self-explanatory.
Senate Bill number 274, introduced by Senator Whelan, an act relating to a qualifying life event for special enrollment period. Senate Bill number 275, introduced by Senator Whelan, an act relating to suicide exclusion clauses in life insurance. Senate Bill number 276, introduced by Senator Whelan, an act relating to peddlers' licenses and taxes. Senate Bill number 277, introduced by Senator Whelan, an act relating to repealing the death penalty.
Further introduction of bills. Further introduction of bills. Senator from Cole County.
Thank you, Mr. President. Without objection, the Senate will go to the order of business of second reading of Senate bills.
Seeing no objection, we are on that order of business. Senator from Newton.
Mr. President, please refer Senate Concurrent Resolution 2, Senate Concurrent Resolution 3, and 4 to the Committee on Rules, Joint Rules, Resolutions, and Ethics.
Those bills will be so referred.
Senate Bill 32.
Senate Bill 32, an act relating to educational scholarships.
Government reform. Senate Bill 33.
Senate Bill 33, an act relating to simplified annual school report cards.
Education, Senate Bill 34.
Senate Bill 34, an act relating to the offense of illegal reentry.
Transportation, infrastructure, public safety, Senate Bill 35.
Senate Bill 35, an act relating to land purchases made on behalf of departments of the state.
Local government elections, Senate Bill 36.
Senate Bill 36, an act relating to the removal of a property tax exemption for real property belonging to the Missouri Department of Natural Resources.
Local government and elections, Senate Bill 37.
Senate Bill 37, an act relating to driver's licenses complaint with Federal Real ID Act of 2005.
Veterans and Military Affairs. Senate Bill 38.
Senate Bill 38, an act relating to supplementary state highway maintenance.
Transportation, infrastructure, and public safety. Senate Bill 39.
Senate Bill 39, an act relating to tax credits.
Economic development. Senate Bill 40.
Senate Bill 40, an act relating to juvenile court proceedings.
Judiciary, civil and criminal jurisprudence. Senate Bill 41.
Senate Bill 41, an act relating to alternative to abortion agencies to freely engage in religious practices and speech.
Seniors, families, and children. Senate Bill 42.
Senate Bill 42, an act relating to advanced practice registered nurses.
Professional registration. Senate Bill 43.
Senate Bill 43, an act relating to unlawful discriminatory practices.
Small business, Senate Bill 44.
Senate Bill 44, an act relating to career and technical education.
Education, Senate Bill 45.
Senate Bill 45, an act relating to arbitration agreements between employers and at-will employees.
Government Reform, Senate Bill 46.
Senate Bill 46, an act relating to certain crimes against emergency services providers.
Judiciary, Civil, and Criminal Jurisprudence, Senate Bill 47.
Senate Bill 47, an act relating to publication of legal notices.
Local Government and Elections, Senate Bill 49.
Senate Bill 49, an act relating to local sales tax for certain zoological organizations.
Progress and Development, Senate Bill 50.
Senate Bill 50, an act relating to a health care directives registry.
Health and Pensions, Senate Bill 51.
Senate Bill 51, an act relating to assessments for the deaf and hard of hearing.
Seniors, Families, and Children, Senate Bill 52.
Senate Bill 52, an act relating to suicide awareness and prevention.
Education, Senate Bill 53.
Senate Bill 53, an act relating to higher education requirements regarding affirmative consent to sexual activity.
Education, Senate Bill 54.
Senate Bill 54, an act relating to leave from employment.
Small Business, Senate Bill 55.
Senate Bill 55, an act relating to grants for urban agriculture.
Agriculture, Food Production, and Outdoor Resources, Senate Bill 56.
Senate Bill 56, an act relating to medical marijuana.
General Laws, Senate Bill 57.
Senate Bill 57, an act relating to net metering.
Commerce, Consumer Protection, Energy, and Environment, Senate Bill 58.
Senate Bill 58, an act relating to elementary and secondary education.
Education, Senate Bill 59.
Senate Bill 59, an act relating to prohibition of a lobbyist expenditures to certain public officials.
Rules, Joint Rules, Resolutions, and Ethics, Senate Bill 60.
Senate Bill 60, an act relating to the Missouri Homestead Preservation Act.
Economic Development, Senate Bill 61.
Senate Bill 61, an act relating to the display of lights on stationary motor vehicles.
Transportation, Infrastructure, and Public Safety, Senate Bill 62.
Senate Bill 62, an act relating to retirement of higher education employees.
Health and Pensions, Senate Bill 63.
Senate Bill 63, an act relating to career and technical education.
Education, Senate Bill 64.
Senate Bill 64, an act relating to designation of a memorial bridge.
Transportation, Infrastructure, and Public Safety, Senate Bill 65.
Senate Bill 65, an act relating to boat passengers.
Transportation, Infrastructure, and Public Safety, Senate Bill 66.
Senate Bill 66, an act relating to maximum medical improvement under workers' compensation laws.
Small Business, Senate Bill 67.
Senate Bill 67, an act relating to abortion.
Seniors, Families, and Children, Senate Bill 68.
Senate Bill 68, an act relating to victims of crime.
Judiciary, Civil, and Criminal Jurisprudence, Senate Bill 69.
Senate Bill 69, an act relating to leave from employment.
Small Business, Senate Bill 70.
Senate Bill 70, an act relating to Mo Health Net Services.
Health and Pensions, Senate Bill 71.
Senate Bill 71, an act relating to abortion.
Seniors, Families, and Children, Senate Bill 72.
Senate Bill 72, an act relating to requirements for prescribing opioids for chronic pain.
Health and Pensions, Senate Bill 73.
Senate Bill 73, an act relating to financial disclosures under campaign finance laws.
Rules, Joint Rules, Resolutions, and Ethics, Senate Bill 74.
Senate Bill 74, an act relating to a prescription drug monitoring program.
Health and Pensions, Senate Bill 75.
Senate Bill 75, an act relating to vacancies in county elected offices.
Local Government and Elections, Senate Bill 76.
Senate Bill 76, an act relating to private nuisance actions.
Local Government and Elections, Senate Bill 77.
Senate Bill 77, an act relating to the regulation of agriculture inputs.
Agriculture, Food Production, Outdoor Resources, Senate Bill 78.
Senate Bill 78, an act relating to tax credits for investments in certain Missouri businesses.
Economic Development, Senate Bill 79.
Senate Bill 79, an act relating to tax incentives for investments in rural business.
Economic Development, Senate Bill 80.
Senate Bill 80, an act relating to sales and use tax exemptions.
Ways and Means. Senate Bill 81.
Senate Bill 81, an act relating to mandatory procedures adopted by municipal courts.
Judiciary, Civil and Criminal Jurisprudence, Senate Bill 82.
Senate Bill 82, an act relating to the duties and functions of the Joint Committee on Legislative Research.
Government Reform, Senate Bill 83.
Senate Bill 83, an act relating to court surcharges collected for the construction and maintenance of judicial facilities.
Judiciary, Civil and Criminal Jurisprudence, Senate Bill 84.
Senate Bill 84, an act relating to the authority to engage in certain investigative practices.
Judiciary, Criminal and Civil Jurisprudence, Senate Bill 85.
Senate Bill 85, an act relating to automated license plate reader systems.
Transportation, Senate Bill 86.
Senate Bill 86, an act relating to the definition of agriculture and horticultural property for purposes of taxation.
Agriculture, Food Production, Outdoor Resources, Senate Bill 87.
Senate Bill 87, an act relating to collective bargaining representatives.
General Laws, Senate Bill 88.
Senate Bill 88, an act relating to actions against veterinarians.
Government Reform, Senate Bill 89.
Senate Bill 89, an act relating to firearms.
Transportation, Infrastructure, Public Safety, Senate Bill 90.
Senate Bill 90, an act relating to increasing the number of contracts awarded to women and minority business enterprises.
Small Business, Senate Bill 91.
Senate Bill 91, an act relating to the minimum wage.
Small Business, Senate Bill 92.
Senate Bill 92, an act relating to a tax credit for purchase of blighted homes.
Economic Development, Senate Bill 93.
Senate Bill 93, an act relating to school board district elections.
Local Government and Elections, Senate Bill 94.
Senate Bill 94, an act relating to foreclosure notice to tenants.
Small Business, Senate Bill 95.
Senate Bill 95, an act relating to the authority for counties to decrease their budgets.
Local Government and Elections, Senate Bill 96.
Senate Bill 96, an act relating to a ban on certain selective abortions.
Seniors, Families, and Children. Senate Bill 97.
Senator from Newton, would you mind to repeat where you would like to send Senate Bill 95, please?
On 95?
Yes, Senator.
Senate Bill 95 is Local Government Elections.
Thank you.
Senate Bill 96 is Seniors, Families, and Children. Senate Bill 97.
Senate Bill 97, an act relating to sepsis protocols.
Health and Pensions, Senate Bill 98.
Senate Bill 98, an act relating to the physical privacy of students.
Education, Senate Bill 99.
Senate Bill 99, an act relating to electronic monitoring of persons who have been charged with or found guilty of violating protection orders.
Judiciary and Civil and Criminal Jurisprudence, Senate Bill 100.
Senate Bill 100, an act relating to modifying procedures for filing a motion for sanctions.
Governmental Reform, Senate Bill 101.
Senate Bill 101, an act relating to penalties for allowing minors to possess intoxicating liquor.
Judiciary, Civil, and Criminal Jurisprudence, Senate Bill 102.
Senate Bill 102, an act relating to powers of certain financial institutions.
Insurance and Banking, Senate Bill 103.
Senate Bill 103, an act relating to investigations of elder abuse.
Seniors, Family, and Children, Senate Bill 104.
Senate Bill 104, an act relating to the appointment of a guardian for an incapacitated person.
Seniors, Family, and Children, Senate Bill 105.
Senate Bill 105, an act relating to the implementation of the Streamlined Sales and Use Tax Agreement.
Ways and Means, Senate Bill 106.
Senate Bill 106, an act relating to financial assistance for dual enrollment courses.
Education, Senate Bill 107.
Senate Bill 107, an act relating to high school equivalency degree testing.
Education, Senate Bill 108.
Senate Bill 108, an act relating to reemployment rights of members of the National Guard.
Veterans and Military Affairs, Senate Bill 109.
Senate Bill 109, an act relating to solar energy systems in certain planned communities.
Commerce, Consumer Protection, Energy and Environment, Senate Bill 110.
Senate Bill 110, an act relating to vacant nuisance properties in certain cities.
Local Government and Elections, Senate Bill 111.
Senate Bill 111, an act relating to the bonding requirement of public administrators.
Local Government Elections, Senate Bill 112.
Senate Bill 112, an act relating to public library districts.
Local Government and Elections, Senate Bill 113.
Senate Bill 113, an act relating to workers' compensation.
Small Business, Senate Bill 114.
Senate Bill 114, an act relating to vacancies in the Office of County Commissioner.
Local Government and Elections, Senate Bill 115.
Senate Bill 115, an act relating to child care facilities.
Education, Senate Bill 116.
Senate Bill 116, an act relating to a tax credit for emergency generator upgrades.
Economic Development, Senate Bill 117.
Senate Bill 117, an act relating to mandatory influenza vaccinations.
Health and Pensions, Senate Bill 118.
Senate Bill 118, an act relating to the Missouri Development Finance Board.
Economic Development, Senate Bill 119.
Senate Bill 119, an act relating to certain sports complex authorities.
Economic Development, Senate Bill 120.
Senate Bill 120, an act relating to industrial hemp.
Agriculture, Food Production, Outdoor Resources, Senate Bill 121.
Senate Bill 121, an act relating to infrastructure investment.
Economic Development, Senate Bill 122.
Senate Bill 122, an act relating to the accountability of public funds.
Professional Registration, Senate Bill 123.
Senate Bill 123, an act relating to captive servants.
Agriculture, Food Production, Outdoor Resources, Senate Bill 124.
Senate Bill 124, an act relating to population designations in statutes.
Local Government Elections, Senate Bill 125.
Senate Bill 125, an act relating to procedures for applying, renewing, and paying for professional license.
Professional Registration, Senate Bill 126.
Senate Bill 126, an act relating to the county in which certain offenses are prosecuted.
Judiciary, Civil and Criminal Jurisprudence, Senate Bill 127.
Senate Bill 127, an act relating to a sales tax for early childhood education programs.
Local Government Elections, Senate Bill 128.
Senate Bill 128, an act relating to judges in the 16th Judicial Circuit.
Judiciary, Civil and Criminal Jurisprudence, Senate Bill 129.
Senate Bill 129, an act relating to fiduciary access to digital assets.
Judiciary, Civil and Criminal Jurisprudence, Senate Bill 130.
Senate Bill 130, an act relating to attorney's fees in proceedings regarding the assessment of certain types of taxes.
Ways and Means, Senate Bill 131.
Senate Bill 131, an act relating to the issuance of state license plates.
Transportation, Infrastructure, Public Safety.
Senator from Cole.
Without objection, the Senate will go to the order of business of announcements, and I'd ask you to recognize me for an announcement.
Seeing no objection, we will be on that order of business. Senator from Cole.
Thank you, Mr. President. For the benefit of the body, tomorrow afternoon, Wednesday,
As your ambassador from Cole County in the city of Jefferson, we have the famous Taste of Jefferson City in Capitol Plaza. All of the elected officials and their staffs are not only invited but encouraged to come. There will be a table of doormen where Gilbert Shellman will eat, I don't know how many plates of something, and so that's at least entertaining. But there'll be 30 vendors from around the Jefferson City area. It's free to you as an elected official and to your staff. It's the entire House and Senate are invited. It's the Jefferson City Chamber of Commerce as well as the business community of Jefferson City saying to our elected officials, welcome to Cole County, welcome to Jefferson City. It's a great event. It's from 4:30 to 6:30 tomorrow night at Capitol Plaza. And we'd love to have a great big crowd, Mr. President. May I inquire of the senator from Webster?
Senator from Webster, yield. He does. Proceed.
Are you the famous Senator Mike that everybody was running around the building trying to get their picture taken with?
No, the famous Senator Mike is from Cole County.
Oh, okay.
He's the rich and famous senator. Not just famous, he is rich and famous.
Yeah,
the,
you haven't
from Cole County.
You haven't met Claudia. Can I have your office number?
My office number would be 331.
Thank you. Mr. President, I'd like to be recognized for an announcement.
You have the floor, Senator.
Oh, thank you, Mr. President. Very wise. In office 331 today, there is a party that the entire Senate is invited to that will feature birthday cake and prune juice. But I would encourage the body to get to office 331 before the senator from Webster takes his afternoon nap for his 70th birthday. So, Mr. President, that is that announcement.
And let's wish the senator from Webster a happy birthday.
And, Mr. President?
Yes, Senator.
Do I still have the floor?
You do have the floor.
That's perfect. One more announcement is today, after we are finished in session, is the final session of the orientation for new members. It is at 1 o'clock in Senate Committee Room Number 2. And all of the new members who are getting up to speed, the capable staff and folks that the senator from the Kingdom of Callaway, the Queen of the Kingdom of Callaway, recognized earlier, will be conducting said training, and we would encourage our new members to attend.
Further announcements? Further announcements? Senator from Cole.
Thank you, Mr. President. No further business coming before the body. I move the Senate stand adjourned until 2 p.m. Wednesday, January 11th, 2017.
Does any senator desire to be heard on that motion? Seeing none, those of the opinion that that motion shall prevail say aye. Those to the contrary say no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. The Senate will stand adjourned until 2 p.m. Wednesday, January 11th.